I'm Lacey Scarmana from WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. A few months ago, former Quad City Times newspaper reporter Scott Reeder came to me with a story. Back in 1990, when he was the night police reporter, he was told to go cover a fire reported at an elementary school.
Instead of seeing a trash fire, I saw a child who had been doused with gasoline and set on fire.
The body was 9-year-old Jennifer Ann Lewis.
The streetlights come on, it's getting dark. She's supposed to be home before the streetlights come on. She wasn't home yet, so I'm thinking she's just out there playing with a friend. She never came home.
Jennifer had been sexually abused, strangled, and set on fire.
Seeing her laying there smoldering just tore you up. It's one of those cases that never leave you. And Stanley's making sure of that.
Stanley Liggins has been charged and convicted twice for this murder, but both convictions have been overturned. Suspect Convictions is a podcast from WVIK and Scott Reeder. We are re-examining Jennifer's murder and the case against Stanley Liggins.
Stanley's the guy that we see with her, and it's a car that Stanley's using that's seen with all of these places.
The interstate jurisdictional issues, the suppression issues, there were a lot of evidentiary issues.
Don't be misled by dramatizations about circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence is evidence.
He looked at and or processed 10,000 items of evidence and never found anything that connected Jennifer and Stanley.
Stanley will go to trial for a third time in May, more than 2 decades after the crime was committed. He has always proclaimed his innocence.
I mean, I like cheese, but I'm not a rat. I like kids, but not like that.
Suspect Convictions will launch January 9th at suspectconvictions.com. And it will air on WVIK Friday evenings at 7:30, beginning January 13th.